AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, in his first Memorial Day speech at Arlington National Cemetery, says the day to honor those who have lost their lives serving this country is a good day for the rest of the people to dedicate themselves.
This Memorial Day, remember that not all of us are called to make the ultimate sacrifice. We all are called by God and by history and by conscience to make our nation free and fair, just and strong, noble and whole.
Police across Miami-Dade County are looking for the people involved in a pair of deadly shootings over the weekend. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG,
gun violence is an epidemic, and the pandemic has intensified it. We must invest in public safety, and we must invest in our communities.
The first shooting Friday night was a drive-by. One person killed, six others wounded. In the second, outside a banquet hall that had been rented out for a concert, three masked men got out of an SUV and opened fire on a crowd with rifles and handguns. Two people were killed, 21 others wounded, three in critical condition. Police say the two shootings are unrelated, and yesterday morning shooting appears to have stemmed from rivalries between two groups, but investigators declined to refer to those groups as gangs. Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives walked out last night, breaking a quorum and scuttling Republican efforts to pass what's been described as one of the most restrictive voting laws in the country. Last night was the end of the regular legislative session held every 2 years in Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, who made the proposal a priority, says he will call a special session. 14 GOP-controlled states now have stricter voting laws since former President Donald Trump lost last November. This is AP News. One of the world's top tennis players tweets she's dropping out of the French Open. Here's Shelley Adler.
Naomi Osaka, who decided not to talk to the media at the French Open, says on Twitter that, quote, the best thing for the tournament is if she withdraws from the Grand Slam event. Osaka is a four-time Grand Slam champion and former number one ranked player. She was fined $15,000 after she skipped the post-match news conference following her first round victory on Sunday. Osaka also said on Twitter that she thinks the best thing for the tournament and other players and my well-being is that I withdraw so that everybody could get back to focusing on the tennis. She also wrote that she suffered long bouts of depression since winning the 2018 U.S. Open. I'm Shelley Adler.
Actor Blair Underwood and his wife, Desiree DaCosta, are ending their marriage after 27 years. In a joint statement, they called the marriage a beautiful journey and praised their three children, who are 24, 22, and 19. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.